98 Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledging that his country's forces carried out an unintended strike that left seven World Central Kitchen workers dead. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
In the wake of the deaths, the food charity suspended operations in the region. Israel's top military spokesman, Daniel Hagari.
We will get to the bottom of this and we will share our findings transparently.
Among the aid workers killed, an American and an Australian. Prime Minister Albanese demanding
full accountability for this, because this is a tragedy that should never have occurred.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A 12-year-old boy opening fire on his classmates in southern Finland. One of them was killed, two others wounded. The suspect arrested outside Helsinki after the school shooting. Donald Trump has posted the $175 million bond needed to appeal his New York civil fraud case. This is ABC News. United Airlines wants pilots to take unpaid time off next month because it's receiving fewer planes. The request coming after a string of mishaps involving Boeing aircraft, leading the plane manufacturer to reduce production of its 737s, which United flies. Mayor of Uvalde, Texas, has suddenly resigned after only 5 months in office.
When he won the special election for mayor of the South Texas town, Cody Smith vowed to work with the families of the Robb Elementary School massacre.
Everybody's going to need to take a long look at themselves and see what they can do to help this community.
Those families, though, were furious about last month's release of an independent report that cleared local police of any mishandling of the school massacre. But Smith says he's quitting because of an unexpected medical issue. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Six New York inmates are suing State Corrections Department in New York over its decision to lock down prisons during Monday's total solar eclipse. The men calling the eclipse significant to many religions. They argue the lockdown violates their constitutional right to practice their faith. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, we redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, we craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Our strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, we can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive our commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Badgers Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badger's Den in Phillips.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'll kick off on the party. Let's just most of roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and nice. My crepe is always stocked. It's our party.
Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is primary election day in Wisconsin. President Biden and Donald Trump have already clinched their party's nominations. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot today. One question asks about banning private donations for election operations. The other seeks to define who can work on elections. The polls are open until 8 tonight. Donald Trump campaigns in Green Bay today, weather permitting, his first stop in Wisconsin since clinching the Republican nomination for president. Spokesperson Caroline Levitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront, election integrity is a priority.
We have a great new partnership now with the Republican National Committee, great leadership there, that will be focusing on election integrity. It's an incredibly important issue.
President Biden campaigns in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 2nd from 12 to 5 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center, there will be a blood drive. There will be another one in Prentice on April 3rd from 12 to 6 at the Prentice High School. And to register for either one, please visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Additionally, all who come to give between April 8th through the 28th will get a $10 e-gift card to a merchant of their choice. Plus, we automatically enter for a chance to win one of two $7,000 gift cards.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Badgers lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college basketball. The Wisconsin women's basketball team losing to St. Louis in the Kohl Center, 65-60, ending their season. It was a rough night for the Badgers, first losing one of their top players, Sarah Williams, to an apparent knee injury at the start of the game. Later, Sonia Copeland had to exit just before the half with reportedly a concussion. The Badgers made it to the Grade 8 women's NIT semifinals, their first appearance in the postseason in 13 years. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip tonight in D.C. against the Wizards. Baseball opening day in Milwaukee. The Brewers and the Twins this afternoon. Did sweeping the Mets show how good the Brewers can be?
Yeah, I think you just said it. I think we compete. We go out there, and whether it's in the box or on the mound, we're just competing our butts off and being aggressive and having that mindset plays off of one another. If we see this guy's doing it, then we're going to do it. So I think it's a good start for us.
That's Brewers pitcher Colin Ray with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Bryce County Senior Dining for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 3rd of April. Please get those meals in by 1:30 today for meals tomorrow. Kielbasa tomorrow, along with German potato salad, baked beans, and applesauce. Bryce County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Does this mild weather have you thinking about golf? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill. We just wanted to let you all know that the 2024 membership information is now available. We have openings on our Tuesday men's league and a few openings on our Thursday men's league. We are also looking to add a mixed slash couples league on Sunday afternoons. Membership forms are available in the pro shop or on our website, westwoodsandtrap.com. Memberships paid in full by March 31st, 2024 will receive a credit that can be used in the pro shop or bar. Sandtrap Bar and Grill is currently open Thursdays through Saturdays. Stop in for a bite to eat and get your membership taken care of so as soon as the golf course opens, you are ready to go. Golf Course Road is a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some light snow on the way today, tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at around an inch or less of accumulation by the time it's done. It's also going to get very windy tonight into tomorrow. That could create some blowing snow at times. 42 today, down to 27 tonight, 40, and again, very windy tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and in stock for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the State Conservation Congress will be hosting their annual spring hearings on Monday, April 8th. More details when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
The Wisconsin Conservation Congress and DNR invite the public to attend open houses on Monday, April 8th at 6 p.m. to learn about resource management through the annual Fish and Wildlife Spring Hearing process. Additionally, an online opportunity for public input will be available from noon on Wednesday, April 10th through noon on Saturday, April 13th. DNR staff and Congress delegates will be on hand at these open houses to discuss local issues, answer questions from the public, and open a dialogue about areas of interest and concern. The Congress will also hold delegate elections at each meeting. Two of the five WCC seats will be up for election in each county. Finally, the public is invited to provide feedback on a variety of fish, wildlife, and other natural resources-related topics during the spring hearing process. More information is available on the Wisconsin Conservation Congress Spring Hearing webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Annual Spring Hearings. See you at the hearings next Monday. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun. Saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just hold. What all you've been given?
good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Move that.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers. We got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of
Toby Keith there, and I love this bar at 98 Q Country. Hope you are well on this Tuesday. It is the second day of April 2024. We'll do some local birthdays if you got somebody today, or if you missed somebody from yesterday. We do belated and stuff like that. Only thing we don't do is ahead of time. If you got a birthday tomorrow, we'll be glad to jot it down, but we'll announce it tomorrow, the day of the birthday. And then every Friday, we give away a cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One here in Park Falls. Busy, exciting day today. Brewer home opener. And going to be an interesting trek for folks who are headed down there because there's some snow in the southern and southeast part of the state, several inches. We're not getting anything up here or much at all. But if you're headed south, you're going to drive into the snow, it sounds like. So allow yourself extra time. If you're going to that Brewer game at 3 o'clock today, you might want to take off soon. It's going to take you probably a little extra longer to get down there. And I'm not sure if people are going to be tailgating. I think it's snowing in Milwaukee, too. There'll be people out tailgating in the snow. Oh, it's wonderful. Thank goodness somebody put a roof on that thing. So we'll do the Brewers today at 2:35. 3:10 will be the first pitch. Can you believe Miller Park is already 23? Is it 23 years old? AmFam Field, I know. I just can't believe that park is that old. They're talking about the maintenance. Who's going to pay for the maintenance of it? And I was just like, maintenance? How old is that? And I looked at it, it's like, oh, 23 years. And it's, except for a few leaks here and there, the thing has held up pretty good. Still a beautiful ballpark. And we'll have it for you today. 3:10 first pitch. Brewers and Twins. I tell you every single year, I cheer for the Brewers. I cheer for the Brewers to win. I want them to do well, except on the few days each year where they play, I grew up with the Twins. I just can't get it out of my blood. So I will be cheering for a good game today. But when it comes down to the ninth inning and it's tied at 2-2, I just want, I'm honest and forward with you. That's who I'm cheering for. It's just one game out of 162. That's a great thing. And the relaxing thing about baseball is, yes, every game means something. But there's 162 of them, so let's not get too excited here. The Brewers off to a good start. That certainly is nice. After the Brewers lost some key pitchers and key players, I still think this is probably going to end up being a struggle for the Brewers, but it's just good to see them off to a good start at 3-0. We'll have it for you today, 2:35, our pregame, 3:10 first pitch, and all indications are that Mr. Bob Uecker will be behind the microphone for that opener today. We will get to our birthdays in just a moment. If you got a local one, 715-762-3221. We'll do that after the news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledging that his country's forces carried out an unintended strike that left 7 World Central Kitchen workers dead. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
In the wake of the deaths, the food charity suspended operations in the region. Israel's top military spokesman, Daniel Hagari.
We will get to the bottom of this and we will share our findings transparently.
Among the 8 workers killed, an American and an Australian. Prime Minister Albanese demanding
full accountability for this, because this is a tragedy that should never have occurred.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A 12-year-old boy opening fire on his classmates in southern Finland. One of them was killed, 2 others wounded. The suspect arrested outside Helsinki after the school shooting. Donald Trump has posted the $175 million bond needed to appeal his New York civil fraud case. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Northeast Wisconsin is getting socked with a big spring snowstorm. Parts of eastern Wisconsin can expect anywhere from 8 inches to up to 2 feet of snow the further north you go. Wind gusts are hitting up to 50 miles an hour. Driving gets more difficult the later it gets. People with travel plans should watch conditions closely. About 95% of many non-organic fruits, vegetables, and leafy greens contain detectable levels of pesticides. That's according to the 2024 Dirty Dozen Shopper's Guide. Experts say labels don't always tell the whole story.
Even if the amount of pesticides are within legal limits on these produce, it doesn't mean it's safe for everyone, particularly susceptible populations like children.
Dr. Alexa Friedman is with the Environmental Working Group. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Tuesday, April 2nd from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Park Falls Community Peace Center, there will be a blood drive. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Tuesday, April 2nd from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' home opener this afternoon against the Minnesota Twins. 31-year-old right-hander Jacob Junis gets his first start for the crew after being signed in February. Junis pitched for the Giants and the Royals before that. Former pitcher, now analyst Tim Dillard, on what he thought of the Brewers' sweep of the Mets in New York over the weekend.
I like how well-rounded the team was. I love good baseball. I love watching what I think is correct baseball and how you play it. And we saw everything from sack fly to home runs to walks, stolen bases, hitting behind the runners. That right there, taking the extra base at third and just straight up challenged, that kind of stuff. I love the way they played this series. It was the most well-rounded baseball I think I've seen in a long time. And if this is what the Brewers season is going to look like in 2024, it's going to be a fun watch.
NBA, the Bucks play the Wizards tonight in D.C. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
All right, birthday wishes today. I want to wish happy birthday to my brother, Drew. He lives over in the Twin Cities, but he's... Maybe we'll feel the good vibes, you know, like I tell him. And the rest of my, all three of my older brothers, I always tell them, I do everything I can. I'm running fast to try and catch you, but you guys will always be older than me. So he's celebrating today. What was he, 3-4 years? He was a senior when I was a freshman, so that would make him, what, 60, 61, somewhere in there. So happy birthday to my brother, Drew. Other celebrities other than my brother who are celebrating, country artist Chris Jansen is 38 today. Lee DeWise, the Mount Prospect, Illinois native, won American Idol season 9, 38 today. Kip Moore, country singer, platinum selling single Something About a Truck, was huge back in 2011. I can't believe that song is 13 years old already. Kip Moore is 44 today. Michael Fassbender, the Irish-German, nominated for a Best Actor Oscar for Steve Jobs back in 2016. He's 47 today. Who else here? A lot of celebrity. Billy Dean, country singer, is 62. Buddy Jewell, country singer, 62 today. Dean Townsend from the Pirates of the Mississippi group, 65. Ron Palillo, I always... struggle how to say his name. Horseshack from Welcome Back, Kotter. I used to be able to impersonate his voice, but as I get older, my voice isn't able to hit those ranges anymore. But the distinctive laugh of Horseshack from the Welcome Back, Kotter show, born on this day, 1949, passed back in 2012. Country singer Emmylou Harris, Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and guitarist. She is 77 today. What a career she has had. Reggie Smith, a retired baseball slugger, is 79 today. Who else here that you might know? The 4'9" New Jersey native Linda Hunt is 79 today. She won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her portrayal of a male Indonesian dwarf in The Year of Living Dangerous. Marvin Gaye, music legend, one-time session drummer. He matured from such pop hits as I'll Be Doggone and Ain't That Peculiar to superstar status with songs like Heard It Through the Grapevine, Motown's biggest single of the 50s. Marvin Gaye, his last name is actually spelled G-A-Y. That was his born name, but he switched it to G-A-Y-E. Marvin Gaye, born on this day, 1939. He passed back in April of 84. Jack Webb, creator and star of Dragnet, born on this day, 1920. Passed in 1982. Who else here? Buddy Ebsen, the dancer and TV actor. You don't think of Beverly Hillbillies, the dad from Beverly Hillbillies, as being a dancer, but he was, apparently. And Buddy Ebsen, Christian Buddy Ebsen, born on this day in 1908. He passed back in 2003.
Roof, roof. Marsh and the BC Auto Repair Towing and Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Meet Meatball and the whole doggy gang. Purchase 4 new tires this March and get a complimentary standard alignment. Enjoy free tire rotations for the life of your tires with a 3-year road hazard warranty and 1-year nationwide roadside assistance on Falcon tires. Ensure your family's safety with ADAS, Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, calibration. Proper calibration is crucial to your vehicle's safety features to work effectively. Get $40 off this service this month. call 715-428-2545 to speak with a BC Auto Repair ADAS expert and protect your vehicle with fluid film protection. Located 3 miles east of the intersection of Highway 8 and County Road A in Prentice, Wisconsin.
Please join us at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips for our First Memory Cafe, Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. Our Memory Cafe provides a fun, comfortable environment for people with early-stage memory loss, their caregivers, and anyone looking to engage in brain-challenging activities while socializing and learning with fellow community members. Our Memory Cafe will host free activities, games, refreshments, and more. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, 715-339-1052. We look forward to seeing you.
Hey, Sierra Pacific is hiring new crew members. How about a four-day, 10-hour work week? That does sound good to you? Or the flexibility for maybe some overtime on Friday, or maybe three 12-hour shifts on the weekend would fit your schedule, and a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join them at Sierra Pacific and start helping the world see clearly. Apply in person at Medford or Merrill locations, online spi-ind.com/careers. Sierra Pacific, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming applicants with disabilities and veterans.
Oh dear. Joel Karnick has been at 98Q Country Morning Show host for 25 years. Congratulations, Modern Nutrition, located on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Your tasty, healthy alternative to lunch or an afternoon snack.
You have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some light snow on the way today, tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at around an inch or less of accumulation by the time it's done. It's also going to get very windy tonight into tomorrow. That could create some blowing snow at times. 42 today, down to 27 tonight, 40, and again, very windy tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. I love Jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station
98Q Country.
And ponder about love and love and the lack of, and the
Chesney there with Beer in Mexico at 98Q Country. Be patient here. Spring's coming. Spring's coming. It'll be here later in the weekend. Next week will be 50s and 60s. Spring turkey hunting is on the way. The outdoors doing stuff. Get into Bader Sports Center. They've got all the stuff you need. Whether you're hunting or just walking through the woods, you know, the lacrosse boots and maybe the Stormy Cromer hat. Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13, Phillips. They're next to Pick and Save It as a fourth-generation store. They've been doing that for a while, and they could probably tell you a few stories there at Bader Sports Center. Well, each Tuesday morning at this time, we talk a little bit about your money, and we've got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Services to do just that. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, we are just patiently awaiting the blossoming of the tulips and the daffodils and all that good stuff, right?
Absolutely. It's got to feel close with opening day in Milwaukee today.
Yeah, exactly. Going to be a few snowdrifts maybe in the middle of the parking lot there today.
Yeah.
The hardcore tailgaters will be out there though, man, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about people's money here. What do we got for a topic today, Matt?
Yeah, so today, Joel, I want to talk about holding equities for the long term, time versus timing.
Okay, all right, let's dig in.
Yeah, so legendary investor Warren Buffett is famous for his long term perspective. He has said that he likes to make investments that he would be comfortable holding even if the market shut down for 10 years. Investing with an eye toward the long term is particularly important with stocks. Historically, equities have typically outperformed bonds, cash, and inflation, though past performance, of course, is no guarantee of future results, and these returns have also involved higher volatility. Okay. It can be challenging to have Buffett-like patience during the period such as 2000 to 2002, when the stock market fell for 3 years in a row, or 2008, which was the worst year for the S&P 500 index since the Depression era. Times like those can frazzle the nerves of any investor, even the pros. With stocks, having an investing strategy is only half the battle. The other half, of course, is being able to stick with it, I would say, especially during those tough times.
Yeah, it's hard to watch and get those statements sometimes, isn't it?
Right, yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure, you know, April of 2020 could certainly be included in those down times, something that certainly most people can certainly remember.
Right, exactly.
It wasn't that long ago. So I want to talk about a few key points in terms of long-term investing and just what is long-term. Your definition of long-term is certainly most important and will depend in part on your individual financial goals and when you want to achieve them. A 70-year-old retiree may have a shorter long-term than a 30-year-old who is saving for retirement. Your strategy should take into account the market will not go in one direction forever, whether that is up or down. The second key point is the benefits of patience. Trying to second guess the market can be challenging at best. Even professionals often have trouble. According to Behavioral Patterns and Pitfalls of U.S. Investors, which was a 2010 Library of Congress report prepared for the Security and Exchange Commission, excessive trading often causes investors to underperform the market. So that basically what that is when you're trading, trying to beat the market, that excessive trading can certainly cause investors to underperform compared to the market.
Right. Okay.
The next key point is the power of time. Though past performance is certainly no guarantee of future results, the odds of achieving a positive return in the stock market have been much higher over a 5 to 10 year period than just for a single year. And the next keep yourself on track. It's useful to have strategies in place that can help improve your financial and psychological readiness to take a long-term approach to investing in equities. Even if you're not a buy and hold investor, trading discipline can help you stick with your long-term plan. And this kind of goes hand in hand with that. The next point is have a game plan against panic, because those downturns certainly happen, as we talked about just a little bit ago. And having a predetermined guidelines that anticipate turbulent times can help prevent emotion from dictating your decisions. For example, you might determine in advance that you will take profits when the market rises by a certain percentage and buy when the market has fallen by a certain percentage. Or you might take a core and satellite approach using buy and hold principles for most of your portfolio and tactical investing based on shorter term outlook for the rest of your portfolio. The big thing there is certainly, just like with anything in life, having that game plan when things maybe either are good or you know, turn the other way when the market's in a downturn. The next key point is look at performance over longer periods. Don't forget to look at how far you've come since you started investing. When you're focused on day-to-day market movements, it's easy to forget the progress you've already made. Keeping track of where you stand relative to not only the last year, but to the last 3, 5, and 10 years may help you remember that the current situation is certainly unlikely to last forever.
All right.
And then the next key point here is use cash to help manage your mindset. Having some cash holdings can be the financial equivalent of taking deep breaths to relax. It can enhance your ability to act thoughtfully instead of impulsively. An appropriate asset allocation can help you have enough resources on hand to prevent having to sell stocks at an important time to meet ordinary expenses, or if you to meet those ordinary expenses. Excuse me. All right. And of course, the last one is be willing to learn from your mistakes. Mm-hmm. Anyone can look good during the bull markets. Smart investors are produced by the inevitable rough patches. Even the best aren't right all the time. If an earlier choice now seems rash, sometimes the best strategy is to take a tax loss, learn from the experience, and apply the lesson to future decisions.
Yeah. Well, as one person once said many, many years ago, one thing we know about history, Matt, is that it has a tendency to repeat itself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the history of the markets and your investments in this country is that it'll do you good if you're patient, right? And long-term investments typically will pan out pretty well. Not guaranteed always, but history, right?
Yeah, right. Of course, not guaranteed, but yes, over time. Just like we talked about, the equity side especially certainly has outperformed any other, you know, investment when we're talking, generally speaking.
Right, right. All right. So if someone's listening right now and maybe they don't have a retirement plan, or maybe they're on the other end of the spectrum, maybe they do have a retirement plan, but they have no idea what it's doing or where it is, or they just get a statement. That's a good time for them to sit down with somebody like you, a financial planner, Matt, right? And kind of figure out what their money's doing for them, right?
Right, absolutely, and figure out where that money is, and like you said, what it's doing, and if any changes, you know, need to be made, things like that. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. How can they reach you there, Matt? How can they get a hold of you, first of all?
Yeah. So our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right. Locations in Phillips, Medford, and Hawkins. I was thinking about driving down for a free piece of cake down there in Hawkins at your grand opening, but it looked like things went well down there, right?
It did, yeah. It was very, very good. It was very nice meeting quite a few people, and we had the burger game didn't happen, of course, but that's all right. And more time for conversation, which was awesome.
All right, pioneer-financial.net if you want to check them out. It's a good way, Matt, for people to talk about their retirement with someone local like you. Sit across the table, right, and talk about it.
Absolutely. And come up with that game plan to meet their whatever your goals are.
Yeah, and maybe talk about last night's baseball game, right?
Yeah,
maybe talk a little high school baseball, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Very good, Matt. Always good to talk to you. We'll chat with you next week again, Matt.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Joel.
You bet. Matthew Krieger, he's with Pioneer Financial Services, and he joins us each Tuesday morning at 8:45 to talk about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. 3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll a Charmin, don't you knock down the party. Let's just also roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. My crepe is always stocked, it's our party wine. Crushing in the face so our cheeks feel flat. So what? Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
8:55. We're hoping for some warm weather to get some baseball and softball in and stuff like that. We got to figure out how we can build a dome up here. We've got Jake Herbst, the head coach of the Shawamigan baseball team, with us. How you doing, Jake?
Good. How are you doing, Joel?
Good. They built that dome over in Rhinelander big enough for softball. We need a little bigger for baseball now, huh?
Yeah, that'd be nice if we could get something like that up here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the really, you know, I told you I was going to have you in to talk about high school baseball, but actually, I really wanted to bring you in this morning because I wanted you to take a look at my fantasy baseball team because a former coach here that people might know, Tom Armstrong, is in my fantasy baseball league, and he's ahead of me now by one spot. So I could maybe you could analyze my roster. I need to get ahead of him.
Yeah, we can take a look, but that guy knows more baseball than I've forgotten.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about the season this year. I was looking at your roster from last year, and it, you lost a couple of key players in there, but you got a lot of guys coming back this year. You had a pretty young team last year, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I mean, most of our guys coming back, we're looking for them to take a step forward. We're coming back with 95% of our pitching from last year, so that's huge, especially, you know, depending on the weather, we can end up playing 4 or 5 games a week. So if those guys step up, you know, from what they were last year, things could be good there.
Yeah, and doing well in the conference is really dependent on pitching because now with the structure of the conference where typically they set up the schedule so you can't have the same pitcher pitching, you know, against the same team back-to-back, that's very important to succeed in conference, isn't it?
Right, for sure. You got to have, you know, 2 good starters and at least 2 or 3 other guys to get in the mix there when you're playing back-to-back days against a team. And you know, and then you got a non-conference game on Friday against a team in the South. So, you know, you got to have guys that can consistently throw. And with the pitch counts now, you know, you got to kind of watch them and have enough guys there.
I'll talk a little bit about some of the specific players you're looking to who have matured. You're really looking to step forward this year and to get you guys, you know, the wins you need.
Yep. So we got 1 senior this year, Nolan Niehoff. You know, he's been starting the last 3 years. So we're really looking for him to take a step forward and kind of lead our offense, and he's going to have a new position here starting. He's going to be our catcher. So that's going to be, you know, it's a different role for him than he's dealt with in the past, but I think he can handle that part. So he'll anchor the middle of our lineup with Corbin Phelps. He's a junior. Corbin's going to be one of our main guys on the mound, along with probably our 3 or 4 hitter. You know, those 2 are going to be our main guys out there, along with Dalton Schmidt. He's one of our returning guys that started a lot on the mound and in center field, and hopefully, you know, he's going to grow into our leadoff hitter. We've got a lot of speed with him. So those are going to be our main 3 guys, with Isaiah Bogard stepping up. You know, last year was his first year here in our school, and, you know, hoping big things out of him. And then one of our main guys last year stepped up as a reliever is Tony Petzl as a freshman. You know, he led the conference. He had a 0 ERA through 14 innings as a freshman.
Wow.
So, you know, hoping big things for him as well on the mound.
All right. Fantastic. So talk about some of the things you do. You're in the gym now. You've been in the gym for a little while.
Some of the things, those who aren't familiar with what the with baseball, some of the things you work on in the gym. Do you take time to get some of those little meticulous things with pitchers and fielders and stuff, or what do you work on there?
Yeah, it's really hard to get a feel for real infield in the gym because it's not even big enough for our field. So we break things down, you know, right down to the fundamentals, getting on our knees fielding ground balls. And I know that, you know, the kids hate it because it's so boring, but, you know, it's the little things that make a difference when you get on a bigger field and, you know, you're getting different hops outside too versus in the gym with softballs. And, you know, even the kids are saying mad when they're making a bad throw because the ball is curving. But, you know, it's what we have to live with living up here in the Northwoods.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We were hoping to get a game in tonight down in Marathon. Hasn't officially been canceled yet, but. Right.
But, yeah, it's not looking good. They're supposed to have 4 to 6 inches of snow and 26 degree wind chills, and that's not fun for anybody to be out there and a chance of getting guys hurt and, yeah, you know, not something we want to do.
Yeah, exactly. We touched on the pitching side and let's touch on the conference a little.